Welcome to the Night Shift Podcast. Your host, A. Carter the One, A. Carter the God. How are we doing this evening? This morning, wherever you at, on the globe, on this planet, in the world. Feels good to be back on here. It's like an outlet for me to reach out to the people that's listening. I appreciate the new followers that's really tuning in to the content that I create. I thank you for that. I highly, truly appreciate it. So let's get into it. Y'all know how I do it. Y'all know how I kick it off. Welcome to the Night Shift Podcast, where I talk about entertaining things, inspiring things, motivational things, something that you can carry on through your night shift. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the night shift. It could be the day shift, whatever shift that you work, that you grind, that you work out on. Hopefully this helps you get through whatever it is that you do. Tonight I want to talk about, what can I talk to you guys about today? Or tonight, rather. There are brighter days ahead. I know you see a lot of things that goes on in this world, especially in my era and before, that this is a whole new, different generation. It's a whole different world. And I know it's like a nail biter because you try your hardest to use the training, use your teachings and your raisings and your upbringings into today's society. And it's like you're at a loss. And the reason why is because there's a lot of chaotic things. There's a lot of chaotic content. There's a lot of just crazy stuff that's being pushed in the media, you know, through the music, through the information, through wherever you get your source from. And it hits your children the hardest. It's easier for them to drown into and get caught up in it because they have young ears and young minds. So it's easier to get into a mind of a child or an adolescent as opposed to an adult. Why? Because the young mind is always growing, is always wondering, is always just, it doesn't know. Looks good, sounds good. That's what it jumps on to. That's what it jumps aboard to. Like I tell my sons all the time, be mindful of what you listen to. Now, however they take that, you know, I don't expect for them to catch what I say right away, because as we was coming up, you know, I was born in the 80s. So I'm 30. I'm in my 30s. When we was coming up, we was told certain things and we didn't catch right on to it. It took, you know, it took a lot of mistakes to really catch on to what our parents and grandparents were saying. So I don't expect them to catch it right away. But now, since I know, I try to not only tell them, because we was getting told a lot, but at the same time, I do my best to teach. Slow down. Listen to what you're listening to. Really take grasp and heed in what you're listening to. Define those words. You don't know what that is? Google is your best friend now. Back then, and we still got it, but we had Webster's Dictionary. It wasn't so much of using technology, because in our generation, our technology didn't really start getting hot probably until the Y2K era, the 2000s. Yeah, we had some type of technology. I started learning about the internet like around 97-ish, 98. But it didn't really hit mainstream and get big probably in the 2000s, the early 2000s. So again, you know, our teachers was more so, you don't know what it is, you better go grab a dictionary, look up the definition, write it down, and read it out loud so you remember it, you know. But now you got technology, and you got these phones that do all the thinking and all types of other stuff that it creates and it does for you, you know. So again, there's a lot of things that not only that they can search, but there's a lot of things that the youth today are exposed to as opposed to what we were exposed to. We had more parental advisory when it came to music, when it came to adult content. And we all know what adult content I'm talking about. Playboy. Some things that a young child ain't had no business even looking at. But we had some type of sensory. I think our worst cartoon, but which was funny to me, but the cartoon they used to have us rolling was Beavis and Butthead and Ren and Stimpy. You know, we used to get so shocked when they said certain things. I'm not going to repeat those things because you just have to search it up, watch an episode, and see what I'm talking about. But it used to just say certain things. We used to be, ooh, they said a cuss word, or ooh, this, that, and the third. Like, it shocked us in certain episodes, right? But if you pay attention to now and how these cartoons are or animes or whatever, they just, if you're aware and woke like I am, they don't hide anything. They throw it right in the media. They throw it right through the streams and the cartoons to reach who? It's not so much the adults that they try to reach. They reach these young adolescents, these teens, these kids. Right? And majority of us in this generation have phones, have technology, have Wi-Fi, so these kids can get in all types of stuff. Now, us as parents, yes, we got to monetize a lot of things. We got to censor and monetize things a whole lot harder than our parents did for us. You know what I'm saying? So you got any type of youth, children that got phones and stuff, do a phone checkup, see what's going on. You know, check your children's phone. Hell, excuse my language, but check your teen's phone. And remember to have those conversations with your teen, especially with what's going on in today's world society. See where their head is at, even with your children, because they don't know. They only do what they see. And if they see it, 9 times out of 10, they gonna do it. So take heed into what I'm telling you and run with that. By the way, I just want y'all to follow me on Twitter at A Carter, which is ACARTERDA1. That's my Twitter. A Carter the One, which is ACARTERDA1. on all social media platforms, which is Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. There's more content that's coming. I appreciate the love and the support, sharing my content, taking the time to actually hear what I have to say. This is just for motivational purposes. I do share educational things that I get to give back from time to time and so forth. But as I sit here at work on the Night Shift podcast, it was just on my mind to share these deep thoughts, not so much about me, but the generation, the children, and the media, and the content that's being pushed out here today. So this was more like an awareness to your household, an awareness to the community, all communities, not specifics, but, you know, we can agree on one thing, that it's time to really get back and get our hands dirty and really get back involved and see what and help these children and these teens navigate them into a better direction. Because if we don't take the stand and do it, then who will? We already see where it's going, right? So it's never too late for change. We all make mistakes, for I've all sinned, fallen short of the glory. But long as you got that man upstairs and whoever else that you pray to or give thanks to, there's a turnaround and a solution. There's a turnaround in the problem, and the solution is prayer. So keep that in mind as I give you these encouraging words and the message for today. But other than that, it's been a busy work week for me, besides dealing with children, especially my oldest ones, which is work on top of work. And unless you're a parent or somebody that's been there, then you understand where I'm coming from. So I say that to sum up that part of the topic. Another thing I want to sum up too is, it's one more thing I want to sum up in this matter that's really been on my mind heavy. Just stay doing the best that you can. And even then, there's always room for improvement to better yourself along the lines of reaching your target. We got goals, got targets. Aim at your target. No matter how hard it is, how long it takes, you're going to get there with the work and effort and just remaining consistent. Yeah, you got your days that you fall off. You're not at it every day. But somewhere down the line, you got to tell yourself, hey, get back up. Pick it back up. Keep going. You could do this. Let's reset. And let's get going. Because you don't know how much time you have here on this earth. So every minute, every second, every hour, every millisecond needs to be pushing towards a target that you already got written down, that you need to go for it. This is something that I tell my children. Like I said, this is something that I tell my children. I tell them to apply it and just go for it. And I also tell them to always come talk to me that I ever need any type of help. Ever since my boys was little, I always told them that I'm gonna be there. No matter what, no matter how old they get, I'm gonna be there to the best of my ability. And if I don't know it, I'm gonna put them in position and put them around people that do know. And I have no shame in that. And that's for my young ones, my little ones that's still growing. I'm gonna mold them into the best way possible. As we all should with our children. You know, no one said the road was going to be easy. Work has to be done. You have to apply yourself. You do have to put work in. And being a parent, that's work within itself, especially like I said, in this generation. I understand. I'm starting to understand a lot more than I did before. Anybody that's older than 30 plus might have a rough time understanding. But at the same time, you can use that wisdom as well, because the teachings never go anywhere. It's still there. It's more of the people that are astray from the teachings and astray from the lessons. We all go astray. But when the situation hits home, we already know who and what to come back to. You know, we all got that. We could pick up the phone and call somebody. Or we once all had. Rest in peace to the people that lost that. But in reality, it's not so much of me pick up the phone. It's so much of me looking to the sky. Wherever you look to. And talk to that person. And still get some type of wisdom and insight. And not only that, I hold on to the things that was taught. And I let this voice play in my head and I execute on it. And, you know, and I go about it that way. Indeed. Very, very, very interesting. So, this sums up the show of the Night Shift Podcast. I am at work. I usually do my best to give y'all a 30-minute segment. But I'm going to wrap it up here. If there's anything that you think I can bring upon my show and talk about, just leave me a voicemail. You could just DM me, send me an email, all sorts of things. I'm getting things back on the road. I'm not going to speak too soon about what I'm going to do. I'm going to just take it step by step, day by day, and I'm going to just execute. There are big things that are on the rise. But other than that, that's pretty much it. I appreciate you all for listening. Thank you for tuning into the Night Shift Podcast. Yeah, that's right. Thank you for tuning into the Night Shift Podcast. Have a good evening. Have a good morning. Have a good day. And remember, like Kirk Franklin said, there's going to be a brighter day. Come on. We got this. I'm out, y'all. One love. Peace.